From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea test launch sounds alarm. North Korea's latest rocket launch Sunday is raising more than just eyebrows today as the U.S. and its allies are concerned that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent non-compliance with international obligations raises questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. Sung-yoon Lee is a scholar of Korean and East Asian studies and a specialist on North Korea.
With their keen sense of timing, it was entirely predictable that they would do it on a Sunday morning when the weather was fine, right at the start of the most important national holiday celebrations in China and in South Korea, the Lunar New Year celebrations.
The UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt a new resolution in light of the recent launch. UN sanctions banned Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. A Taliban suicide bomber Monday killed at least three Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 others in the northern Balkh province. Afghan officials citing initial reports from the scene say a bus carrying personnel of the Afghan National Army was the target of the attack. An eyewitness told local reporters they saw at least eight dead among the victims. A Taliban official requesting anonymity told VOA that the only resolution to end the war was for foreign forces to withdraw from the country, but the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, insisted there are no preconditions when it comes to talking about the peace process.
They got to honor the Afghan constitution. They got to honor women's rights. They got to lay down their arms. They got to stop their terrorist acts. Once they do that, then we can get to the table.
This is VOA News. In Taiwan, two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan following the building's collapse during a powerful earthquake early Saturday. Liu Xiechong, the deputy secretary general of the Tainan city government, spoke with VOA News.
We are entering into the most difficult period of a rescuing operation. Because as we find out that there could be around 100 people still missing in the crash site. So we have successfully rescued over 300 people out of that crash building.
At least 36 people died in Tainan, a city of 2 million people, many of whom were inside the apartment building. Somali security officials say the explosion last week aboard a jetliner that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, one apparently an airport employee, handing what appears to be a laptop computer to the suspected suicide bomber, who is believed to have been the one who was killed in the explosion. A human rights group wants Egypt's president to condemn comments by his justice minister that appeared to advocate the mass killing of Muslim Brotherhood supporters. In a letter Monday to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Human Rights Watch said the president should make clear that his government does not endorse Justice Minister Ahmed al-Zin's remarks that he would not be satisfied until 10,000 Brotherhood members were killed for every slain member of the armed forces. He made those remarks on January 28th. A new poll suggests Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders and Republican businessman Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a presidential primary vote tomorrow. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is in New Hampshire, where he reports that Senator Sanders is trying to label his opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as anything other than a progressive.
This has really become the focal point of the debate. And, you know, one of the reasons for that is that in both parties, the sort of fringes on either side get really involved in the primary and caucus vote. So in the Democratic Party, it's the sort of liberal left, the progressives, who are flocking to Bernie Sanders, especially young people. And some of my VOA colleagues have noted that again up here in New Hampshire, as we saw in Iowa. So Sanders seems to have a hold on them. Hillary Clinton is trying to regain some ground here. She trails in New Hampshire by a fair bit. They're hoping they can narrow the gap between now and Tuesday, primary day.
VOA's Jim Malone in Manchester, New Hampshire. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.